You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Charsla.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, Silly Squad? It's your girls, the Silly Girls Podcast. We back again with another fresh and hot episode for you. Let us talk to YouTube first. YouTube, go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and come in and just say hi. Also, hit that damn notification bell so you can be notified every time that we drop a video, as well as tap that subscribe button so you can join our family. That's how you let us know that y'all for real rock with us. Because y'all be hitting us with the one-night stands, watching one video, and then going about y'all business. Nah! Hit that damn subscribe button, okay? Yeah. It is also an arrow that is right under this video, and the arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody, and because they family, I gotta tell them how I would tell my family.
Tell them, girl.
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody on your timeline, on your contact list, on your pharmacy list that you gotta go get them pills for, you know what I'm saying, their STD. On, you know, On all them lists. We also have a description box. And in that description box, the first link actually takes you over to a podcast platform. But we're on all of the podcast platforms, Spotify, iTunes, all of that. As well as the other links actually take you over to our social media account. So follow your girls, especially on TikTok, because we on the road to 50,000, okay?
Yes.
Now, to everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers. What it do? Yeah, what it do, baby? Please go ahead and also hit that damn subscribe button on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you at. You hit that subscribe button. I'm sorry, bye. You hit that subscribe button. Don't forget to do it, as well as put it on y'all social media and tag us so we can get more followers and more friends. Because that's how, you know what I'm saying, we grow the family. We grow the family through you. You know what I'm saying? Because when we blow up, ba-boom, you blow up. You feel me? Now that all of that is out of the way, now y'all know it's my favorite time of episode. Because I get the honor of introducing this lady that's sitting on the side of me. How you doing, Blue? Hey, Blue. Come behind that tree, Blue. What's good, Blue?
Don't do that because you know that's my movie.
I know. It's hey, your girl, part. Hey. Hey, girl. What has been up with you?
Nothing at all.
Can you tell the people how you mad at me?
No.
I said I'm going to wait to bring it up on the podcast. Tell the people how you mad at me.
I ain't mad at her.
She was mad at me, y'all. Tell the people.
I ain't telling
them. No.
That's in the past.
It's in the past. Mm-hmm. You forgive me?
Mm-hmm.
Lies.
I just been chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, chill. I really ain't been doing nothing.
Yeah.
Just resting and chilling and resting. I ain't really been working, but I've been chilling.
How so, what did you do yesterday?
Oh, I hung out with my peoples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we, my social club sisters and fraternity brothers, the Kappas and the Courts. Mm-hmm. We hung out and did our little bonding. It was great. We had a great time. I missed them.
Aww.
Yeah, it's always a vibe with them.
Yes.
Yeah, I always have. I'm tired. I'm very, very tired.
Yeah, because she goes
to sleep. My energy is here.
Very early.
And I was up.
And what time did you go to sleep?
After 2. I made it in after 2. And then I got right back up and met them for breakfast this morning. So I'm like running on zero energy. I have no... My eyes are heavy. I'm just... But I'm good.
Come on, Eminem. I have a heavy
dude. Is a song called about that?
He say something
you
about
just
my
be
eyes.
Making shit up because you don't even know.
No, I don't. Listen, I don't be knowing the rest of them, but I know he say my eyes are heavier. Watch me get off here. We go Google it. He say something about eyes heavy. Now, that's the only part I know. I don't know the next line, but I know he say my eyes are heavy.
You know, I ain't going. I believe you because I don't even know the Eminem song, so I don't even know why.
I don't know him either, but I know. I know he say eyes are heavy.
My eyes are heavy.
Something like that. Put it in the comments the next part.
Y'all know what,
y'all know what I'm
heavy.
Talking about. He said something about my eyes are heavy. Then he say something else.
Yeah. Well, my eyes are
she
heavy.
She trying to get on me because I don't know lyrics. I know a line and that's it.
Like, she'll know, like, I know the song, but she don't know the words. But it's
I don't even be knowing the name of the damn song.
Yeah, I'm very, very sleepy. Yeah. Very, very sleepy. I ain't seen her in a while. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, how have you been, sugar?
I mean, good. It was ice. Listen, we in Dallas. And it had snowed in Dallas, y'all.
And you know what?
So we was like, we ain't record.
Because I really thought, honestly, I thought when they said, because Dallas be lying, the weatherman be lying. So they was like, the weather going to get bad. And so we were talking, and I was like, you want me to come? She was like, you the one got to drive in. So I was nervous because I was like, I didn't want to come and get stuck because we didn't know what the weather was going to do. So it just feels like a long time since we recorded. But I ain't seen her since then. Since that day before the weather got real bad. I ain't seen her since then. But yeah, we had the snow. And yes. Did you make a snowman or anything? Go play in the snow?
No, I was going to call my nephews because my nephews stay down the street. And I was going to call them and say, what's up? Let's have a snowball fight.
Yeah.
But by the time that I ate breakfast and then...
You're tired.
No. When I look back outside, the snow was gone.
See, with mine, when I went outside, like, it was... I woke up and I was like, damn... Who turned on the snow machine? Mm-hmm. And then it stayed like that for a while, but the sun did come out, so it was short-lived. Like, you couldn't really just go out there and have it. It was pretty.
So pretty. I promise you, when I woke up, I looked outside, it was full of snow.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. I was like, damn, we in this Dallas, Alaska, what they be saying?
Alaska.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. And then, after I ate breakfast and I said, I watched something on TV something, then I looked outside, it was gone. So it's like...
And I thought, it's crazy, you know, you learn stuff in school, like science and stuff, and they tell you how gas evaporates. You're like, it's cold, it's still cold as fuck, and the sun came out. Why is the ice melting like that? But it's something about the gas or something. They explained it on the news or something, why it disappeared so fast. But honey, you know, they said they got a weather machine, but I don't know. But besides the snow, what else been going on?
She get on my phone. everything. I'm glad that basketball season is over.
Yeah. For you.
Yes, for me. Yeah. I can fucking rest.
Yeah.
We won our last game.
Because you really been on go, like basketball, because it was what?
Before volleyball.
Volleyball court, and then went right into basketball.
Basketball.
Oh, yeah. Now you get a break.
Now I get a break. Yeah. I'm finna help with step team.
Oh, that's fun.
Now, that's what I want to do, because they were trying to make me do soccer, and I'm like, I don't know shit about soccer.
Yeah.
I made the team when I was in elementary.
I played soccer.
And what happened was I made the team and I ran down the field. They kicked the ball back down the field. I ran back down the field. Then they kicked the ball. I said, I ain't doing this shit no more. Why they doing all this damn running? Because in my head, I'm like, get the ball this goddamn side. Because I'm like, I got to run back down the fucking field. And then I got to run. I said, hell no. This is my last day playing soccer.
Yeah.
So I played soccer. Hold on. Let me see. I ain't even played. I went to one a half of practice. I ain't even say a whole practice.
Yeah.
I got out and I walked home. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you gotta be one that likes to run.
I said, fuck no. That was too much fucking running.
Yeah.
I said, this too much for me. Because I'm like, because I promise you, this, I remember it so well.
Mm-hmm.
I was down here and we was, you know, trying to kick the ball, trying to kick it in the goal. Then they went down and I'm like, okay. And I'm like, damn, they kicked it back down. So we gotta run back down. And I'm like, I said,
So what do you think soccer was, fool? You thought you hit it. Make once you make the goal, the game over.
I knew that it was a lot of running, but it was just the fact that I was in it. You know what I'm saying? I think I probably was like in third grade or something.
Oh, yeah. But kids like, you know to what I'm saying? Like, you didn't like to run.
No, I'm saying I like to run, but I just felt that it was too much running.
Because it wasn't like no break in between.
It wasn't like no, you know what I'm saying? And I was like,
understandable.
Get me out of here. You know what I'm saying? Because I, you know, I was always in sports and all, you know what I'm saying? But the soccer was just too much running for me.
Yeah.
I like to do my run, but
And believe it or not, when I was younger, I was fast. I could run so fast. I used to be all my club. Like, I was super fast, like Sonic fast.
Mm. Come on,
and
Sonic.
I would, like, when we had field day.
New nickname, Hedgehog.
I used to run, like, I could run like they was, what leg was I? I don't know. But then, like,
you ran track?
No, when we had field day.
Okay.
Like, the way they did it or set it up, you know how you run. But my elementary school was right across from PC Cobb, like, with the track. Mm-hmm. So when we had field day, it felt like you were at the track thing, you know, running. And I was like, I used to run, but I don't know, for somewhere in between sixth grade to seventh grade, like, my endurance for all that type of shit just like, because I used to run all the time when I was a kid, but, like, I lost all that. So, yeah, I could see your ass running.
I was like, fuck no. I want to give attention because she always fronting me out. Go ahead and raise up your cup over there.
But, okay, in my defense, like, this is my cup because she, in case y'all don't know, if y'all be watching my videos, I have different cups because I collect cups. I love cups. Like, y'all can send it to our P.O. box. Oh, we ain't got no P.O. box. But yeah, I love cups. And I'm always getting on her about the pink and green. But when I saw this cup, because I feel like this normally when I ain't in the mood that I'm in, like I'm down mood, like I'm tired, my personality is like this color can't describe my personality. I like loud colors. But when I seen this, it wasn't this green. It was like the, you know that, it was like a sea foam. It looked more like of a... this color, mm-hmm. but it was like a lighter, like neon color. And then when it came, I was like, oh, it's pink and green. And I was like, I can get a pass for that because I'm always giving people green.
But I like the damn cup. It's cute because it reminds me of a retro, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like
the
that, and that's what it was called. It was called like something like that vibe. But yeah, it's pink and, it is pink and green. And when I saw it, I was like, it was just too cute to return. And I was like, honey, they wear red and white all the time. I can have a damn cup with a pink and green handle. But yeah, I do be giving her grief, but...
I like it, though. I would drink out of it. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. But, yeah.
And we had a Founders Day, too. All the Greeks normally have Founders Day, like, when they found it, like, in January around the same time. So, we had that. We hung. Well, we went to Founders Day. And, yeah. It was a vibe. It was a lot of sorrows. There was a lot of sorrows in there. I was sitting next to I'm going to sit next to his out. But we had our Founders Day, and the AKAs had theirs, the Zetas had theirs, the Kappas had theirs, and I think the Sigmas too, because I think the Q's in November. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so everybody had their Founders Day in January, so yeah, we did Founders Day too, so
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to jump into our first topic? Sure. So our first topic, we're going to talk about how a true relationship is two imperfect people refusing to give up on each other. So what are your thoughts? Do you think that's true?
What do you think? I'll let you go first.
Huh?
You can go first.
So basically, I think that is so true.
Yeah.
Because you have, in a relationship, you are not perfect. I don't care how good that you think that you are, you know what I'm saying, and how well, like, nobody is perfect. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how much healing you done, how much shadow work you done, or whatever. We still got flaws. Mm-hmm. And no matter, you know what I'm saying, how much, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, fixing that you have done for yourself, a lot of it does not come out until you actually get with a partner. You know what I'm saying? That's when it really, you know what I'm saying, that mirror really goes up. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you are... and that's in a intimate relationship and really close with a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like a best friend or somebody you're close with. That's when they really, you know what I'm saying, you really can see it.
Yeah.
So I do believe that is so true. It says refusing to give up on each other. First of all, we both are flawed. We both, you know what I'm saying? I say it all the time. Us as people, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was raised different. I was raised different. You know what I'm saying? Whoever we get with is going to be raised different. They had different values. They had different, you know what I'm saying, things that their parents actually taught them as far as, like, mannerism. You know what I'm saying? Like, manners, like, just how they actually, you know what I'm saying, if it was a wife, you know what I'm saying, a husband in this household. I could have been raised by a single parent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we view things totally different. However, the main thing I always said as far as when it says refusing to give up on each other is basically because knowing that we both are flawed and both are different and both, you know what I'm saying, are not, never gonna be, I feel that you never gonna be totally on the same page with everything. But is that refusing to say, fuck you, bye.
Agreeing to disagree on things that you just need to have a common ground, like meet in the middle. Like, you believe what you believe, I believe labor. We ain't got to be disrespectful to one another because of your belief. We can just agree I respect your opinion on that, and you can respect mine. We ain't got to have the same opinion about it. Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I ain't been in a relationship in a long time, so in relationships as a whole with people, with family, with same-sex partners, with men and women, when people realize they are different and they're not the same, I think it flows better. When you go into situations feeling like, oh, we supposed to agree on everything, he's supposed to like everything about me, or I'm supposed to like everything about him, and that's not realistic. You go into it and you thinking, like, you get a rude awakening because you're like, damn, I didn't think he would like this. What I thought he was gonna be like is not what he is. And it be really shaking the table. Like Kay Michelle say, like, you be like, I would have And I'm going to say this. I think the expectation of it all, like, you, in your mind, what you envision, what you want your relationship to be like, you kind of project that on your partner.
Yeah.
Because you want them to be, you want them to know, like, oh, I like, to be told I'm beautiful every day. But they may come from a place where they don't know nothing about affirmations or telling you that. Or they come from a place where they don't know nothing about opening doors. You know, like, they just don't know. They don't have that. But it doesn't make them a terrible partner, because where they lack in their area, they may do something different. But because you're so fixated on that, it ruins it and you butt heads. And you're not willing to just, you know, look at the glass refillable instead of, you know, like, half empty, half full. Or look at it refillable, like it's a glass. If it empties out, you can pour back into it. It's not broke. Unless it's broken or something, it's going to leak.
Sometimes she be hitting us with these quotes of her. Okay.
I've been having a lot of time to think. I've been alone. No, but you have to think like that, not even like relationship, like being in a relationship, because she's in a relationship, but I ain't in a relationship, but I'm fucking around. You know, even when you're fucking around with somebody or dating somebody or spending time with somebody, it's the same. It's still a relationship. It may not be like, oh, this is my boyfriend or girlfriend, but it's still a situation where you're dealing with someone and you're learning them, and it's like, dog, do I really want to deal with this shit? Is it something that I can work through, or did I just let him be great or let her be great? In their own sense of greatness, whatever that may be, and not expect them to do everything perfect. You're going to either pick and choose your battles. And that's really, really true. A true relationship is two imperfect people refusing to give up, because people don't have any fight in them no more.
Thank you.
People don't want to
say that again.
People don't have fight in them no more, because it's so easy. You know, back in the day, it wasn't as people... To meet people, it wasn't as easy and wasn't as accessible to meet somebody. But now you and your nigga get to it. You just log into your Instagram and get a picture and get in a DM. And it's like it takes your mind off of focusing on what needs to be fixed in your marriage, because you're entertaining somebody in your inbox. And people just be willing to get up and be like, I don't got to. This new generation is so like microwave. Like quick. Like, oh, I don't got to deal with that. Like, I don't got to deal with that, because where you lack somebody else can make up. But you're not even thinking that this one person you bring back in, they may be what he wasn't, but on the other side, it's the shit that's worse. And it's like, you don't know. But like,
that part,
people don't, you agree with the people don't have fight?
I fucking 1,000 times believe that. And the reason I, like I said, because they don't have fight, because of what you just said, because it's so easy to get somebody else attention on you, not to get them, you know what I'm saying, but get their attention on you fast, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
But however, I already know that it's already 20 niggas in my DM right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They want me. And so I can go ahead and quickly just click, like she said, just click on their picture and start chatting with them. Like, you know what? Dude, get on my fucking nerve. What you doing tonight? Where we meeting up? You know what I'm saying? Because it's so like this. And that's why I said it's so, you know, it's so hard to really find somebody who has that same mindset like you, where it's like, even though I can click on their pictures and easily do that, you know what I'm saying? Yes, I do, you know what I'm saying? But however, my self-awareness and my self-discipline, you know what I'm saying, will not allow me to do it, because of how my loyalty is set up. I'm not going to do that, you know what I'm saying? Even though I could, nigga, don't act like I can't, you know what I'm saying? But because how I'm loyal to you, I'm not going to do that. And I, like you said about expecting, you know what I'm saying, certain things. The same way that I have that, I want you to have that too. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, why don't you? You know what I'm saying? And that'd be the thing of like, it's like when you don't do stuff like I do it, it's like, why the fuck don't you? You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, should I just go ahead and give up and find somebody else? You know what I'm saying? Because, or should I refuse to give up and be like, hey, now let me teach you how this not finna go like this, you know what I'm saying? Because you got about 80% of what I'm looking for, and the other people be leaving people for 20%.
Yeah, and it's crazy that you say that, because I was watching one of my shows that I really like watching, and he's The Good Doctor. This ain't sponsored by Hulu or The Good Doctor, but he's autistic, but he fell in love with his neighbor, and they was like, you know, he's autistic, so he like things like a certain way, and she's very like. And so when they finally got together, he hated the way she washed dishes. So when she washed the dishes, Soon as she would get done and she would walk off, he would go in the kitchen and watch, go behind her. And so it bothered her because she was like, why can't you just allow me to do that and not feel like I have to do it like you? And so even though he was autistic, because he wasn't aware how to read emotion and how it impacted people, you know, so he was like, but he looked at her and I guess he could feel how she felt. So in the, at the end of the show, she did, she washed the dishes, and normally he would go behind her, but he just held up a sign. He said, even though, you know, you washing the dishes, and, you know, it's not the way I don't like, he said, I'm going to turn, like, turn my back so I don't have to watch it. Because, you know, that's the way he was trying to meet her halfway. Yeah. But I thought that was cute because even though, like, it's really like his disorder, his disability that causing him to feel like everything has to be done the way he likes it. And it was like, she always does everything he likes. But she was like, just give me this one thing. So he was like, he was trying to meet her halfway. I thought that was really cute because, like I said, it's two imperfect people. He's autistic. And she's like a regular wild card. And it's like they came together. So they really fought hard for their relationship because they realized that's what they wanted. And she fought hard to accept him because she really didn't at first. So it's really good. But I'm just saying that makes sense with this. And it's like you just have to allow people. Because with my little friend, when he would come to my house, he would turn lights on in every room. And I would go behind him and hit it. And he was like, why you do that? I was like, because that's my bill. And he was like, so? And he was like, it ain't going to change, make a difference. I said, but it makes It makes a difference to me. Like, if it was the same, why you can't walk out and hit the light?
Right.
You know, and I was like, you know what? But it got to the point where it would make my flesh crawl. And I was like, I'm trying not to be like that because it will change my mood. Because I'm like, why you say they're doing it? Like, and I guess because I'm so used to being by myself. So I was like, you know what? When she told me, she was like, is it really a big deal? And I was like, it ain't, but it is.
But that is.
That
because I'm the same way. Because again, she's my, that is, that, oh, and your bill go up.
Oh, I was talking about the smacking too.
Okay,
that's
okay,
what she said, because I was like, I don't like people to smack.
When you talking about them lights, motherfucker, I'm like, hell yeah.
But I'm saying, it is a big deal, but it's like, is it a big deal to start an argument to ruin the moment?
Oh, yeah, neither.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she had to tell me, like, dog, you got to pick and choose what you allow. She was like, you can't tune it out, so I have to learn. I really don't like, as loud as I am, I don't like noises. So if I can hear you chewing or drinking, I be like, but then I felt myself hearing myself drinking. I was like, okay, shut the fuck up, because you just fucked that water off, and you heard yourself. Yeah. But anyway, I said that to say, like, you have to pick and choose. And if you realize that you're not perfect and you're going to make mistakes and somebody's not going to like everything about you, then you can receive that from your partner. Not saying they don't love you, it's just saying, like, you have ways that they're not used to, and they have their right not to like it.
I always, like, really, I believe if you're a person that does not like to compromise, a relationship is not for you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm being so honest. Like, if you do not just like to, if you are just not accustomed to, you know what I'm saying, switch on. Because, again, like, you know what I'm saying, again, I have been single for, y'all know, forever. And then, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm used to doing so much. And as she even told y'all, I'm OCD. Very. And I was laughing so hard because I have to say this because you're talking about washing dishes. I hate the way that, you know what I'm saying, he would wash dishes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking like, what the fuck? Because, you know, he from somewhere else. So I'm like, why don't you make dish water?
Oh, he washes individually.
Yes.
Because they feel like it's nasty to put it back in the dishwater.
Yeah, and I'm like, why don't, you know what I'm saying, it's a... Because even for me, like, I'm OCD when it comes to my dishwater. So, I would make dishwater. I would put every... You know what I'm saying? First, I'm a rinser. I'm like, I clean... When I wash dishes, everything mostly is already clean before it goes in my water. So, basically, like, if I had
a skillet... So, it's not food. It's all that in it.
Mine, I would never put... If it's some food, I don't put it in my dishwater. I always rinse everything out, scrub everything out on the other sink, put it, you know what I'm saying, down in the garbage disposal, and, you know what I'm saying, hit it. And then I put it in my dishwater. So my dishwater at the end...
So you double washing.
I do. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. So it still be clean even in my dishwater. You know what I'm saying? But, and then I'm like, why the fuck?
A lot of people, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people do that. Like, they do that. And I found my, because I did that, I had to do that for a little while because I didn't have a stopper and I bought the wrong stopper. And so I would take the dishwater and I'm like, this is so stupid. You got to put the water, put it on there and you wash it. It's like, I feel like it was wasteful when you just do it. But,
yeah. And so what I'm saying to say, because like he had to come out of her, you know what I'm saying? I was sitting back and I'm like, don't say nothing. Let him, you know what I'm saying, wash them how you wash them. Even though in my head I'm like, I hate the way you do it, I'm going to still wash mine how I wash them. But you know what I'm saying? It's the thing of compromise where I'm like, Charleston, just because you do it that way does not mean it's right. I ain't say that my way was right, but in my head
it's
I'm like,
we were taught.
It was the way that I was taught. So in my head I'm like, it makes more sense my way. You know what I'm saying? But in his head, it's probably like, it makes more sense his way. But in my head, I'm like, it's cleaner my way. It's gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and so it'd be certain things where I'm like, ugh. But I'm like, because I'm like, I wanted to work, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me go ahead and compromise. And I'm like,
yeah, you know and what I'm saying? But it's like you're just learning.
Yeah.
It's still new. It's still fresh. So it's going to be other stuff that you be like.
It's a lot. Yeah.
So, and then later on in years and years go on, it's going to be most of, you know. You just have to learn. Everything is a progress and it's work. And you got to do it.
Do not refuse to give up on, you know what I'm saying, somebody if it's for, you fighting for a good relationship. Not, you know what I'm saying, like he cheating on you, beating on you, you know what I'm saying, disrespect you, and then like, you know what I'm saying, refuse to give up on that relationship. No. Give up on that one. You know what I'm saying? But if you fight for a great one, you know what I'm saying, then, you know, do that.
Fight for what is right.
Yeah.
Fight the power. Don't fight for the toxic shit, you know, like, but if you like that, living in that environment, then
bitch,
fight
why you
for
say
it.
Fight the power, bitch?
Fight the power. I don't know.
Because I want to throw up the you that you fence. That? So you saying?
You know, I was born a Black Haitian one. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And it's coming. It's surfacing. Mm. So I'm having, next time y'all see me, every video is going to be all black. I'm wearing black until February always. But if you
know what I'm saying, want to hear the rest of this podcast, because we only give y'all half of the episode. Yeah. To be honest, we give y'all less than half of the episode, because our episode is about an hour or whatever. You know what I'm saying? On YouTube, we just, you know, put a snippet on here for y'all to go ahead and click on the actual podcast platform. So y'all be missing our song of the week, our letter, people write us in. Dope. Y'all be missing all the shit. All you know that. What I'm saying? So go ahead and check that out. But YouTube, guess what? We out. Now, everybody else who is still listening, it's a, if one person in the relationship is refusing to give up and the other person still fights for it, it's still a fight chance that it'll work.
Yeah.
But when both of them refusing, you know what I'm saying, that's when the relationship is over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, when somebody's like, man, you know what I'm saying, I'm done with this relationship, and somebody like, but we can, you know what I'm saying, do this or that, you know what I'm saying, like, the relationship still, it still has a fight chance. But when both of y'all get on the same page to let it go, their relationship is done. You know what I'm saying? But that's a real relationship, seriously, is when y'all are just refusing. Where it's like, you know what I'm saying? I know that I could, you know, walk away. Because let me say, I don't care if you fine as fuck. And I don't care if you ugly as fuck. People still want you.
Absolutely.
I don't care if you skinny as fuck or if you fat as fuck.
Yep.
People still want you. Ugly people DM still popping. Cute people DM still popping. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm saying that to say that everybody has choices.
Yeah.
Everybody has choices. Mm-hmm. Nobody is lacking where it's like, I can't find nobody. Y'all see all the time, these people, they baby mamas, how they be looking. A fool. But now, you still fuck
it's
with her.
It's just not the... we all have choices. It's just not... It may not be the person that you feel like you want because they don't check everything on your list as far as the physical. You know what I'm saying? Like we said with the somebody wearing the Walmart sneakers or something like that. And he could probably be the best thing for
Hell
you.
Hell yeah.
But it's because you like, he got this on. I ain't finna give him a chance, you know? So, sometimes I think... I'm not saying settle because that's what the world is built on, settling. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying settle, but maybe step outside your box and give somebody a chance. Like, some girls are like, oh, I don't do light-skinned men, dark-skinned. Well, maybe, baby, you might need to go to the lighter side because clearly dark ain't working for you. Mm-hmm. Try something else. I'm thinking to myself as well, like, with everything, like, in life, in jobs and stuff, if it ain't working for you, it's always an option for something else. You don't have to be stuck. And I think we get so complacent and we get so comfortable and don't fear change that it makes us just stuck. But you got to be able to, like, move the fuck around. I'm just saying, like, in life, you know, like, you just have to be able to move around.
That's why I always, when I think we talked about this before about if I like light skin or dark skin men, and I always say I like men.
Yeah.
I don't care. I like all different, I like black men. It didn't curl of the shade. It was a confidence that, you know what I'm saying, one had. It had nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying, yes, my preference could be, oh, you know what I'm saying, I probably like, you know what I'm saying, this height, or you know what I'm saying, or this, you know, or something. But if it's something that, you know what I'm saying, you click with somebody, I'm not finna be like, oh, you know what I'm saying, like, I ain't gonna talk to you, you know, even though I would prefer, you know what I'm saying, or you know what I'm saying, or whatever it is, you know. So I always said, don't have a certain type don't that you, in a box. Yeah, because it's like that type could be the one that, you know what I'm saying, that fuck you all the way up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and then when you put it in your mind, like, and it starts from even like when you're younger, you have to deprogram yourself. Because when I was younger, I truly was always attracted to the darker skinned men, but I think because the lighter skinned boys really didn't pay me no mind. Like, I don't know. They just...
Is it like the light-skinned men, like the dark women, and the light-skinned women, like the dark
men? So, the light-skinned boys never even try. It would be like caramel complexion or chocolate boys that would try to talk to me. So, I think that's why, like, you know what I'm saying? So, I tell myself, like, attraction is attraction. You just have to be open to whoever. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but, like I said, it's the refusing to give up. That's when a relationship actually... is healthy and it works. Yeah. Because, like, let me say, if I refuse to, you know what I'm saying, let you go as a friend, I'm like, nah, bitch, you know what I'm saying, okay, I'm not finna let it go, I'm finna fight, you know what I'm saying, okay, what the fuck we got, that's not giving up and refusing to, you know what I'm saying, like you said about fighting.
Yeah.
That's basically the same thing as refusing to give up.
Okay, yeah. I'm tripping.
Yeah. So that's what it basically is.
Refuse to give up, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, that's why as an adult, I guess now that I'm older, I realize that you should have healthy conversation before it even gets to that point. Because I feel like if you're always doing a check-in with somebody, not saying every day to annoy them, but like if you feel like something is out, check in. So you see like, well, what is it? What's going on with you? Why it seem like da-da-da or whatever. That way you don't have to get to that point where it's like, because I feel like sometimes when it gets to that point where you're feeling like you have to fight for somebody's friendship or fight for something like that, it makes it very uncomfortable because it's like, am I forcing you? Mm-hmm. Do you really, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not like I'm the only one jugging you. Like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, with friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bitch, why am I sweating you? Mm-hmm. To be your friend, I shouldn't have to sweat you like that, bitch. It either is or it ain't. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm saying, like, don't... We're saying fight. Don't refuse to give up. But we're not saying don't make yourself desperate to where you clearly see this part. Person. It's not, if it's not... If y'all both ain't saying, let's make it work, then let this shit go. If you're trying to make it work and that person mind is made up, I'm a firm believer in don't convince nobody to stay with you because when you do and they stay there, it's a bunch of resentment and regret because you really don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, like, we're saying if you have a relationship and it's minor, work through it. But if it's through it, but if it's some shit where you know that person really don't want to fuck with you, let that shit go because,
honey. Please let them go.
Bye.
Shit, fast as fuck.
I mean, I'd rather be hurting, like we always said, many podcasts ago. I'd rather be hurt leaving a situation because I'm healing from the hurt versus than staying with somebody and I'm miserable every day, just so unhappy to where I'm waking up like, oh my God, I still got to wake up to this situation when it's a choice. You have a choice to be miserable or not. You want to be miserable? You want to live in misery? Misery loves company. So misery can't have a party. It can't kick it. You can't have a kickback with misery unless you invite that motherfucker in. You like, dog, I ain't having no company today. Misery loves company. Mm-hmm. Don't entertain it. So that's all I got to say.
Yeah. Well, we're going to jump to our letter portion of the day. If you would like to write us, email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or just DM us on TikTok or Instagram or even Facebook.
Okay. Hey, ladies, so I've been talking to this dude since December, and he didn't give me a Christmas gift, and that's fine. But should I get mad if he doesn't give me a Valentine's gift? I love the podcast. Hey, you just say cuz. Some say, hey, girlfriend, because you didn't holler at us like you were kinfolk, so what up, homie? I'm not even home. Hey, girl. As far as I go, if y'all just start talking in December, I wouldn't press the issue because y'all just met. It's kind of like, do you give gifts like when you first meet in the month of Christmas? I don't know, maybe it's a conversation you have with the person. I know some people, when they start dating somebody, like them, if that's your love language, you gonna get them something just because you talk to them. And you said that's fine, so you're okay with that, but your question is, should he get you something for Valentine's Day? I'm tucking my hair behind my ear. As far as that, okay, December, January, February, I'm gonna be... Straight up. I'ma say it depends on where y'all at with it. If y'all just maybe hang out every now and again, then I don't think you should expect nothing because y'all maybe just fucking. If y'all just fucking, then why are you expecting something because y'all just fucking? But if y'all are, the intention is, or y'all dating with the purpose, like to build towards something, and if if your love language is receiving gifts and it bothers you, then that's valid for you. But you should definitely be crystal clear. Or maybe just be straight up and ask him, are we giving gifts for Valentine's Day? Or if he don't ask you to be his Valentine, you really can't expect nothing from him. That's how I feel about it. Because I feel like you would kind of know. Don't they ask? Baby, I'm at the loop. I don't know. What you think, Chancellor? I'm sorry I'm all over the place with it because I don't really know how that works. I guess because I don't expect shit from people, I'm always surprised when somebody give me something. So I don't go into like, he better give me something for Valentine's Day. But if he my boyfriend, then yes. But if we just fucking, then no. But I don't know. It just depends on the dynamic of what y'all got going. What you think, Chancellor?
Hey, girl. What it do, boo? Okay. Thank you so much for writing us in. So y'all just started talking in December. Y'all shouldn't have got each other nothing for Christmas. This is freshly new.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sorry, because some people gonna hate me for saying this. Girl, if y'all just talking, no, he should not get you nothing for Valentine's Day. I'm sorry. Yeah. If y'all have made it, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he say February the 1st and y'all together and y'all in a relationship, yes, yeah, expect something. But if y'all are just talking, basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like I'm with Kiki, it all depends on the dynamics of how close y'all are. Because talking to me is we just fucking and probably dating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So somebody, I'm being honest. Even when I was saying, if I'm just dating you, you know what I'm saying? I ain't expect nothing from now one of them.
Yeah.
It's like, just hit me up. You know what I'm saying? You coming through. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not you know what I'm saying, expecting a Valentine's Day gift. But if he asks you to be his girlfriend before that time, you know what I'm saying? Then, of course, he needs to get something. But, yeah. However, I would say no. And I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm being so honest. Like, because, like you said, I don't expect nobody, you know what I'm saying, to get me anything. Like, especially if we not exclusive.
There, yeah.
If we not, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I'm just go, you know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, y'all just talking. You probably just only talking to him.
But
he probably not just only talking to you.
And that's what I'm saying. And then you have to read the room, too, sis. Like, if you just keep tapping that trick and be gift-giving, when y'all first start fucking around, then absolutely more than likely he gonna get you something. So you can kind of be like, well, maybe he will because he always getting me something. But if he a nigga and he ain't never gave you nothing, don't expect that. Because you can read a person when you first met them to know whether or not they like that. And so and my thing is like, we gotta call a spade a motherfucking spade. That's where I'm at with it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't saying New Year, because my New Year gonna start in March. That's when spring and flowers blossom. But what I'm saying is, I've been just sitting back having a lot of time to reflect when I ain't been at work. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you got to call a spade. Why are you expecting this nigga to be outside your window with a boombox playing Omarion, why'd you leave me this Christmas type of shit? You know what I'm saying? And he ain't that type of nigga. Yeah. People show you who they are. Not saying that people can't change. But if you start dating him in December and he ain't calling you up like, hey, let me take you out to eat, let me do this. But if he said it's just hitting you up, y'all Netflix and chilling, baby, don't expect that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect. But if you have a man that brings you flowers, or a man who thinks about you, like, got your favorite candy when I thought about you, you can kind of expect that. But we set ourselves up for disappointment, thinking that they supposed to do that when men don't think like that. And you know the type of dude you with by just watching them. If you just sit back and watch a person, you get that, you know what type of person they are. And you won't be so beaking crushed or feeling stupid if they don't get you nothing. Now, see, you may not, don't expect no gift. I'm going to say don't expect no gift, but act super surprised and overexcited if he gets you something. But don't be expecting that man, and don't be acting sour with him because he ain't get you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna want some pussy. You gonna give him that. But, girl. I'm just saying. Because you the type of, I ain't fucked that.
Tell him, sis.
You the type of girl that you said he didn't give me enough for Christmas. That's fine. When you hit the that's fine, fine. It ain't fine.
It ain't fine.
You
sis.
Really want it. She wants it. Because I done been the bitch that they said, that's fine. No, the fuck it ain't fine. If you want a motherfucking say what you want. If you want a gift, be like, hey, I know we just throw a fuck around, but are you giving me something for Christmas? Ask these niggas. They don't beat them to the bed if they don't hesitate to ask you for no pussy. Mm-hmm. If you want a Christmas gift, be like, you know, I'm the type of girl, my love language is, you know, receiving gifts and stuff. Put it out there. Because he can't read your mind. Mm-hmm. But if you think he gonna read your mind, he gonna always be disappointed. I'm just saying, it ain't. She's like, that's fine. No, it ain't. Because you got for you to ask, like, should I? You ain't gotta ask that.
Yep.
Fuck that. Nah, you ain't getting nothing. You have a Valentine's Day with your homegirls.
Yeah, she basically, again, like I said, Valentine, he probably don't even see you.
He don't, because he probably got a whole bunch that's of things what I'm saying.
So it's like, don't expect something from a fuck buddy at all. If it's not your man or your husband, you don't expect nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a bonus if somebody that you fuck with does give you something. You know what I'm saying?
You can be hopeful, like, oh, yeah. Or you can feel like it'll be nice in the thought, but don't get so hung up on it that you expect that from him because you can't, because y'all not solidified and nothing. Yeah. Y'all just dating. I hope that helps, okay? Now.
Yeah. So basically, in the words of Kiki, basically, just don't get mad. Just don't get mad.
Hey, sis. No.
Tell
sis,
him.
Don't get him shit.
That part.
Because we fuck up and do that.
That part.
I was thinking about you when I got you this. Yeah. And he looking like, well, damn, I didn't get you nothing. And then your feelings hurt because you feel stupid. I've been there.
Or this what you do. Get him some and keep the receipt and put it somewhere in your closet. Yeah. So if he do get you something, then you can pull it out and get that. But if he don't, just go ahead and return it back.
Or give it to your nephew.
Or your brother or something.
A coworker or something. Yeah.
But make sure it's not that expensive. You know what I'm saying? But hide it and put it somewhere. And then if he busts out with something, then you just got, that's like just insurance. You know what I'm saying?
So do this gift because you ain't got to spend no money. Hear me out, sis. Go get some cute red, get a red marker, get a pink marker, get a purple marker, get some index cards, get a hole puncher, punch holes in the index card, get a ribbon, stick the ribbon through the hole. On each card, make it a coupon. He can get some head when he want a coupon. He can, you can cook for him whatever he want, coupon, that type of shit. That way you ain't spending no money, you ain't spending less than under $3.
Yeah.
He'll appreciate that more versus you going to buy him some J's or some high-ass cologne and he wearing that shit and stuffing with the big dogs with the other bitch. Wanna see the going to see the car service. Singing the ceiling blues. Bitch, please. I'm just saying. We think it's smarter, not harder, goddamn it. We have fucking inflation. Goddamn it, no. Yeah, we start with the in the drawings. Oh, damn. Shit. But I'm saying that's cute. Or maybe make him a drawer with like kiss, a Hershey Kisses, and then say Kisses, some shit. I don't know. Something creative. Go on Pinterest where you ain't spending money. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
But you got anything else on it?
Girl, no. I'm fucking dead.
Y'all know what time it is.
Oh, okay. Rando.
Our next topic is women need love, men need respect. Women need love, men need respect.
It was a quote with something, a meme. So do you think that?
I'm in a space where I'm just like trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like what do, like, I mean, I guess because I haven't been on social media in a long time. Mm-hmm. And so with me coming back to social media, it has really like attacked me. Not attacked me in a bad way, but it like overwhelmed me with so many different like opinions and just the way people mind are working these days. Because when I took my break, like, I did like a detox, so I wasn't really seeing, unless somebody shot me something, you would send me something that some on the internet. I really wasn't in a space where I was thinking how motherfuckers thought.
And that's the main reason I tell you that I handle social media a different way.
Yeah,
I post and I leave.
Yeah, and that's what I do now. But I'm saying, like, when I got on there, I was just clicking because people were sharing stuff and I was reading opinions and I went to the comments and I'm like, see, this is why I left before, because it just shows me, like,
people curse.
Men and women are like at a
awesome, especially black men and black women
are like at war.
I hate it.
And it's like disheartening and it's like, okay, well, that's why they gay, so let me leave. But women need love, men need respect. I think that it's both. I think that as a whole, respect is I need to be respected. Like, don't disrespect me, because if you love me, you're gonna respect me. I think they one and the same. Mm-hmm. They flow together, you know what I'm saying? I think they preach. I think they run together. You can't not respect me and love me. It don't work that way. And I can't love you and be disrespectful towards you. It don't work that way. If I don't even think before I say something that I know that's gonna hurt you, I don't love you. Even if I'm mad, I should be careful with my tongue, because you're gonna always remember how I made you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You may not remember verbatim what I said, but you're gonna remember in that moment, at that time, what your heart felt like when something happened. And it could be very, very small. But you're going to remember. And I'm like, bitch, mm-mm. See, next time, I ain't doing it. Mm-hmm. That's with friends. That's with family. So I think they really run neck and neck with one another as far as men go. Men are so complex. But you have, I feel like they need love. I think they need the respect and the love. But I think you respecting them shows them that you love them because you allowing them to be a man. I think that when you, demasculate them, what's the word?
Emasculate.
That when you do that to them, that's like a sign of disrespect. So I think they need respect too. But I'm just saying, like, when you say men need respect, like, what do you mean? What do they mean? Like, do you mean like respecting them, like, in public in front of everybody? Like, if he broke, you slide your card to him so he can pay for the meal? Or respecting him as a man to where it's like, when I'm out with my girls and a man approach me, I'm going to act like my man is there and respect him because I want him to have that same thing. So I think because the definition of respect is so broad and love is like all of that, I just think that they have to have both. I don't think one, I guess it may just depend on the individual. Like, I wouldn't say, oh, you got to respect me, but don't love me. But in relationships, I think it go hand in hand. But it's like, people, I don't know you. So, bitch, I don't love you because I don't know you. But I respect you until you disrespect me, because everybody deserves respect until you give me a reason not to respect you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when it's saying men and women, I think they hand in hand. They need them both. In a relationship, for sure, because we always talk about relationships. I think that, like, you got to respect your man, and he got to respect you so that love can be there, because it ain't going to be there. What you think?
So when I saw that, I'm glad she went first, because I had already, that's what I was going to say.
Same thing I said.
The basically that they need both. Yeah. But I think what they was trying to say, even though, like I said, it was just a meme or whatever, I'm thinking, what they trying to say basically is that women actually thrive off of being loved first, and men thrive off of being respected first. Where it's like, you know what I'm saying? Because they want to feel like the man, they want to feel respected by everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then it's like the love will come, but to make me, it just seem like it's like a, you know
King
what I'm saying?
Kong,
the King
like
Kong.
King
yeah, thing. Where it's like that it's the, you know, that, like, even daddies, they want to be respected versus the mama, you know what I'm saying? She just wants the love, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, they want both, but it seemed like, I think one trumps the other on as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to men and women, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think they still go hand in hand, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, and even I'm thinking about, just like, if it's a king, his servants will respect him, but they probably won't love him.
That's it.
You get what I'm saying?
See it all the time in the movie, they fear him.
Yeah.
You know
and so, because a lot of times, like I said, we respect sometimes, it's fear. You get what I'm saying? So, a lot of times, it's not love. You get
because
what I'm saying?
They're scared of you.
Yeah.
Like, they respect you because they're scared of you.
Uh-huh.
But they resent you because, like, you don't give a fuck about me, because why would you try to instill fear in me? Yeah.
So, basically, like I said, in a relationship, I feel that they go hand in hand, they need both. But it's just far as in life, like you said, like strangers, like a king, his people respect him, but they don't like love.
Unless
you're
a good king.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, but
or even like a manager or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, they go respect you because they need the job of you, they manager, but they don't love your ass. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times the women, like, we, that's like, it's just in our nature to, like, just give love,
they
show
nurture.
Love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's just that, where it's like, you know, yeah, whatever, but it's like, it's something about their love for women. You know what I'm saying?
And I think it's so crazy because while you saying that, in my head, it's just like playing a whole bunch of shit in my brain. And when you say women need love, men need respect, you know, when you said that, you was like, they instill fear and then they won't love. It made me think about kids. You know, parents, they be so gung-ho on you better, you know, like and not nurturing them to love them when they could do both. You love them, and when you point into them, when you love them and you point all that love into them, they're gonna want to respect you because you care so much for them. They know you, they want to make you proud, they want to do that. But when you like get your ass in there and clean up, or girl, get out of my face, and when they trying to love on you know, like I'm observing parents that do that, and then I look at the kids and I'm like, that's why them babies like that, because they fear you because you're their mama and they don't know what you can and can't do. But it's like they really don't have that love for you, and they grow. And then I'm saying that to say that kids like that in our generation that grew up like that grow up being broken motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're the reason we having these conversations now.
Yep.
So then they need to go through the healing process of removing all those layers. And it's so crazy because I was having, and I know this kind of not on this, but it is, I was having brunch with my KKI sisters, and we were just talking, and then we were just saying how when men reject their children, you know, women, when they get pregnant, they can give it up, but it's a handful of men take their kids and raise them, mm-hmm. and a handful of men are really hands-on dads, but the ones who be like, I don't want to have to do with the kid, and then that kid grows up with a mom who isn't the best mom, and they be like, I wonder what my life would be like if my daddy was in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about girls now. Girls be like, I wonder would my life be better if my daddy was in my life, or my daddy's side of the family would treat me better than what my mama do, and they grow up with them dad. But I just said that my brain was just rambling because we were talking, and that's how people have daddy issues, because they grew up longing for that respect, mm-hmm. or that feeling of love because their parents not giving it to them. I'm just saying it's a cycle, because you be wondering why people become the way they are, but it really stems from
childhood, something going on in their life
as a child.
And it's and what's so crazy is that we are kids for a short ass period of time,
so it's very important,
but having we adults for most of our life, but that little, you know what I'm saying, time forms how our brains actually, you know what I'm saying, think, and our mindsets,
yeah,
for the rest of our life,
for the rest of our,
you know
lives.
What I'm saying. And so even like I said, it's okay that, you know, when people say that if my daddy was in my life, or, you know what I'm saying, would have went different, it probably would, your daddy probably would have instilled some bullshit in your life, so, and sometimes it's a good thing that he probably was not in there,
well, and
you
know that's what, and that's what Patrice was like, well, it sometimes it'd be a blessing, mm-hmm. because, you know,
and then showed you how to rob and steal,
yeah,
and kill.
And then Keisha was like, well, yeah. And because Patrice was like, no. She was like, well, I hope that when kids, parents don't be in their lives, like, they maybe they don't get their ways. And then Keisha was like, yeah, they still have the genes. Mm-hmm. So you will see it in them. It's just like you have to just kind of, you know, build them and mold them. So mm-hmm. shout out to Patrice and Keisha and Angie for the good talk this morning, yeah. just having a conversation. But I'm saying, like, yeah, they definitely, the love and respect go hand in hand, and it doesn't just mean for adults. I'm saying that's, I said that it's very important for children too. Like, so if y'all have kids and y'all listen, because me and Charles don't have kids, so I mean, I'm just saying what we saying may not be sound advice for y'all because we don't have children, but I'm just saying, like, if you love and respect your child, it helps build their character. It helps set the foundation of who they, sometimes you can't, they gonna be who they be. They might go gangster and all that, but they still remember. Because I still remember how my mama taught me when me and my sister to wash our panties in the tub, we in the tub. Mm-hmm. And I go to my sister's house and she have her panties hanging in the mm-hmm. shower. And I'm like, it's crazy because we were taught that as kids. And mm-hmm. she just didn't teach me that. She taught my sister's older, but she taught her. But I'm just saying, like, it's very important because you remember those lessons. Mm-hmm. And you remember what your favorite teacher said to you. You remember what your favorite auntie said, or how they said, or what they said to you. So it's just very important. But anyway, y'all know what time it is.
Rando. We got something random for you. Rando. We got something random for you. Yeah.
My rando is, I tried shrimp and grits. I have never had grits in my life. My whole 41 years of life, I've never had grits. And this morning, I tried shrimp and grits. And I was like, my taste buds feel like the first time I slept in. It was like, woo! Wow. It was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
But I was like, now I'm hooked on it. So I don't know if sugar going grits. Mm. Because my first time tasting it was savory. Mm. And I'm just really excited because now I want shrimp and grits. I'm going to try it when I go places.
Good.
Because I was like, that sounds stupid. But you know, like, you have to try things. Yeah. So this is my year of reclaiming. Mm-hmm. I'll say that for the next YouTube. Mm. Go ahead.
Yeah, come on. Oh my gosh, I love.
Why you didn't tell me?
It's so fucking good. Oh my gosh. My rando is, listen, on Netflix, if this not sponsored, but it's a show called Fool Me Once. Hey, you saw
Good
bitch.
Let me tell you something.
That show's so fucking good, y'all. If y'all have not, she is. I'm just looking at her too.
I was like, why is she so
pretty? Yes. It was, so if you have not, go and watch the show Fool Me Once. Y'all will go get hooked.
It's so good.
Girl, when I was like, it was like nights that I can't, I'm like, I didn't even want to go to sleep. I'm like, ooh, let me watch another.
I binge watched it.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Anyways, it was so good. Yeah. It's a twist. It's really like a. So my song of the week is, give me a second, y'all. Cause I was I really been on this this Mooney Long. What's her name?
It's
her name.
Money Long.
Money. Is it Money Long or Mooney?
Money.
Money Long. What that song that she just came out?
I love made it. From, I made love me. It.
And when I tell you, I be seeing it. Like I be like, oh my god! But I didn't know she was singing about a woman.
Oh, she is? That's so she gay?
That's what they said. They said she was a woman.
Oh, shit. So the album's an album about a woman, too?
That's what they said.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but they said, but I'm like, I like it.
Yeah, I like it, too.
It's just from the beat. Yeah. Where she sing on top of it. And she been writing music for a lot of people for a long time.
I'm glad that she just now, like I said, because the albums and albums blew up so big.
I would love to have her on the podcast.
I would, too. Yeah, but that so I every time this song plays, it just puts you in a good mood.
A good mood. Like, it make you want to feel love like that.
And even, let me say this, even though she wrote it for a woman, she wrote it out of love, so it doesn't matter. Who the fuck is
now,
for?
Now, I don't know, I'm just saying that's what people are saying is for a woman, because she said something about perfume or something, I think they said, but I don't know. I'm going to go listen to it again and pay attention, but I really like
it. You know, some people be like, well, no, it's about love.
Luther Vandross sell all the time, him and Freddie Jackson, but
bitch,
go ahead.
Bitch, you know what? Okay. My quote of the week is, if you give a man the power to feed you, you're also giving him the power to starve you.
Let me tell you something. I'm glad you said that, because me and Bebe talked about that last night, and we'll talk about it off the record.
Yes.
Repeat that.
If you give a man the power to feed you, you will also give him the power to starve you.
Go ahead.
Because basically, you know what I'm saying, never, ever, I don't give a fuck who the fuck it is. I don't care how much money he have, how much status he have, if you give him that power to feed you, you're also giving him the power to starve you, okay? So always, you know what I'm saying, no matter what, you as a human being always have something, you know what I'm saying, that is your own. Yes,
absolutely.
Build together.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying, all that, I'm not saying to always be thinking of self, but never, ever give nobody that much power over you as an individual.
That's in
marriages and all. Seriously, that probably be another
topic.
Seriously.
Topic.
But you got so much you want to say?
Don't.
Well, Silly Squad, listen, please go ahead and make sure that you go over to YouTube and hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to whatever podcast you listening to. And we really for real love y'all, because y'all listening to the whole fucking episode.
Dude.
And we out. Peace.